countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, for those of you living in Dublin, those of us living in Dublin, have you ever had a dream of getting out of the city and living in a nice big house in the countryside, maybe for half the price of what you're paying in the city? Well, that dream can actually be a reality. And Brenda Donoghue, herself a Kildare woman, is here with me in studio to tell me more. Brenda, good to see you. You've been to Wexford this week to meet a young Dublin family who took the bull by the horns, you could say, upped it from the city, and they're now living just outside Gorey.
Absolutely. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning.
And can I just say, I absolutely love your Roscommon jersey that you're wearing today.
Excuse me, Brenda. It's a Cavan jersey because today is Cavan Day. I'd be surprised that you, being a GA woman, now mixing up Roscommon.
How dare you sully the
Cavan name by calling it a Roscommon jersey?
But I have to take a picture and we put it on Twitter. You are wearing a Cavan jersey.
I am,
because
today is Cavan
Day.
So
and enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Right. Continue anyway, but you were down where they were, the
yellow one. Yes, down in ancient Gorey. So we're hearing a lot of stories about people during lockdown taking that time to reset, to change their priorities. Everybody's in the house. You look at the space and that. And people may be missing relatives who are down the country and saying, this is the time. We're going to move. So anecdotally, we're hearing a lot of evidence of this and seeing it as well a little bit in the property pages. But I went down to Inch, which is near Gorey, but 5 miles from Gorey, proximity to the sea. And I met the Robbins family. Now we have Tess and we have her husband Guy, and they have 4 young children under 13. And for 10 years they were renting in Rathfarnham in Dublin. Tess is originally from Wexford and she has family there. She's an occupational therapist, but has actually been redeployed to the Tess Centre in Wicklow. So really she can kind of commute from anywhere. Mm-hmm. And Guy is a cameraman, so in a way he can work a little bit remotely. But anyway, before I met them, before I visited their house, I met local auctioneer Jim Kinsler, who actually sold them the house, from Sherry Fitzgerald O'Leary Kinsler, based in Gorey. And I had a chat with him and he was telling me that he was very worried during the lockdown, but obviously retaining the staff, how the property market was going to sustain itself. But when the lockdown finished for them in Wexford and they opened their doors, he could not believe with what he was met in Gorey.
We were met with a wall of demand of people looking to get out of Dublin and an awful lot of expats looking to get back from the UK as well. And it was a real eye-opener for us. The first week was busy and then the second week, we were hardly able to cope with this wall of inquiries is really the only way I can describe it. It has continued as well. People have refocused their lives. And a huge factor, of course, within that is the fact that people now realise that they can do their job from home. You know, they value the fact that they have open countryside around them. They value the fact that they just want to be able to walk to the beach. The big thing that has really come home to people is the value of community. And I think it's the small things have become the important things in people's lives.
When people are thinking of maybe moving out of more populated areas to the country, what are they looking for?
The very first question on everybody's lips is broadband. What is the story with broadband? You know, they make it very clear that if there's not good broadband, that's the end of the conversation. They are not interested. So if they're working from home, obviously broadband is essential. But if they're teenagers, it's equally as essential as well. So that's their first question. I suppose we're lucky in North Wexford with good broadband in general.
So, Jim, for you and for your staff, it must be a blessing nearly.
Yeah, I suppose it's been a relief post lockdown that there is the level of demand that we've seen. It's created another problem now is a lack of property to sell because the demand is exceeding the supply of property at the minute. So that's creating its own problems. But yeah, it's been an absolute relief, I suppose, that the demand is there, that business is really good, that we're, you know, not worried about having to let off staff or do anything like that anymore. So, no, it's great. And business has been great for us.
That's Jim Kinsler there telling us about his experience working as an auctioneer in Wexford during the pandemic. So the house down, Damien.
Yeah.
It is a 4-bedroom dormer on half an acre near Gorey. Was on the market for about 415,000. Has an aga, it's near the beach, landscape gardens, etc. As I said, Tess and Guy have 4 children, Sam, Mia, Jack and Ellen. And when I called the house, before I even got to talk to Tess and Guy, their eldest son, Sam, took me on a grand tour of his new home.
Mm. Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
You must be Sam.
Yes, I am.
Do you want to show me around the house?
Sure.
Okay.
So here's the sitting room.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice, big couch.
Yeah, nice, lovely couch.
Yeah.
Very comfy. And in here to the left is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Where we have all the late night parties. This is kind of a cool kind of little thing. So the lights are on, it can go on in the cupboard.
Oh, that's fancy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, Sam.
Brenda, here's our mom, and guess where she is? In our favourite room, the hot press.
Hello, Tess. How lovely to meet you in your beautiful home.
And you, Brenda, and you.
This is your favourite room, the hot press. Why?
This is amazing because I've so much room to pile each person's clothes in a pile. They all come and take their pile and it all goes into their wardrobes by themselves. In Dublin, it was probably about an eighth of the size of this. And nobody could find anything in the hot press. And I was always, every morning it was like, Mom, I can't find my shirt. Mom, where's my boxers?
Now, I think for people who are listening to this programme, they will not understand the sheer joy you have when you open the doors of this hot press. Can you put it into words for us?
Ecstatic. It gives me time to put the kettle on and have a cup of tea in the morning, where before I would have been searching the hot press, pulling out clothes and putting in clothes. Oh no, it's just amazing, Brenda. Amazing.
Come on, Brenda, I'll show you the back garden.
Is that the sea out the back?
Yeah, nice, lovely sea view.
Mm-hmm.
The owners of this house kept it very nice.
They did, didn't they? And yeah. Look at your garage, describe it to me.
Well, there's some wetsuits to the left, there's a big table tennis table in the middle. There's two fridges in there for Daddy's beer.
Poor Daddy. And Sam, while we have a quiet moment, you've moved down here from Rathfarnham in Dublin. Was that a really big move for you?
Yeah, because like I'm used to like hanging out with all my friends and like going to like Centra and all.
Have you done things here that you wouldn't do in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm a bit more confident now.
Explain that.
Like we talk to people a bit more and make more friends. When we got down here, like the second day, Daddy was like, okay, I better get you guys into a GAA club. I was like, yeah, sure.
Have you met friends, Sam?
Yes, yeah. I have. I was excited for the new chapter.
No to.
Yes, ahead. Go ahead, Damien. I was wondering, does your hot press spark?
No, I prefer the sea view there.
All right. Well, anyway, Guy works as a cameraman and during lockdown, he had more time to refocus, I suppose, on moving down to the country. And he took that time and they developed a strategy and they really wanted to find a house and they really wanted to move to the country. And they were very attached to Wexford. Remember, Sam was starting secondary school. Now was their time.
We would come and visit the cousins in the country. And then on that Sunday evening, you'd be driving back up the N11 from Wexford. It'd be a lovely evening and you'd be driving back to the city. And it was kind of like leaving the country behind. And I always remember thinking to myself, one day we won't have to keep going up the N11. We can pull off Junction 21. The reality is we wouldn't have been able to afford a house in South Dublin, the kind of family house that we wanted.
If lockdown didn't happen, do you think that this would have happened to you, that you would have moved out and you're living near Gorey?
No, I don't think so. In the lockdown, I was very focused and I set myself a strategy. And the way that we did that is we got the kids into schools that we liked. And once the kids were in those schools, we then targeted the locations around those schools. So we went from like searching like North Wexford to searching just like three small parts of North Wexford. And that kind of narrowed your kind of online searches down to like 10, 11 places.
And this house then came on the market. Did it just feel right or how did you know you were going to fight for this one?
The virtual tour was amazing, really. It just gave you a really good initial feel for the house. And as you said, it was walk-in condition and like everything ticked all the boxes for us. We both had a really strong feeling that this was the place for us.
Now, I know, Tess, the walk-in hot press is your number one go-to favourite thing. What about you, Guy? Have you a favourite thing about the house? What is it?
There's a little raised patch at the end of the garden where you can go for a quiet beer and look out across the fields to the cows and beyond to the sea, which is really nice. Tess is back in Wexford after 20 years.
Yeah.
She's had a smile on her face ever since we've moved into the house.
I wore my Wexford jersey on the day we were moving down.
We have the family home to match the family, I suppose, finally, after living on top of each other.
Well, listen, the very best of luck and lots of happiness.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda.
Oh, they sound so happy, Brenda. That's the Robbins family there. Lovely report. And if there are other people that are thinking of doing the same or have done the same move from Dublin down the country, get in touch with the programme at RT Countrywide. Indeed, they can tweet you at Brenda Donoghue. Brenda, thanks a million for that.
Pleasure.
Still to come on Countrywide. Phil Coulter's upcoming concerts, farmer and author Dara McCullough, and Ray McGuinness's Big Week Ahead.